We have to remember that God doesn't need Kanye. Kanye needs God. Man, Kanye is fantastic at publicity, marketing. If you want to know how to leverage your fame, how to leverage followers, how to leverage the media, you can look to Kanye. You could also look to his best friend, Donald Trump, too. They both do it really well. We're going to talk about that today. And a lot of lessons that we can learn from how do we handle other people's success? Not only how do we manage our own success, but how do we manage other people's success too? Because there's some selfish tendencies that I see Christians often do that I hope, that I pray that they don't do with Kanye. And some other things I just want to examine. There's also a great FaithWire article about this and Justin Bieber and talking about how we should handle this. So we're going to get into that today. I'm really excited. I'm a big fan of Kanye. It was funny. I remember back a long time ago when he was just starting to become known, people were suspecting that he was a Christian. Turned out he wasn't. It was a big letdown for people. And it's just a reminder as Christians, we don't need Kanye. We have God. But Kanye needs God. And Kanye being everybody, right? God doesn't need any of us, but we all need him. And it's good to remember that and not to idolize people. This is How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. We have a book club coming up at the end of next month. So get the book, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. It's a fantastic book. I'm 3 or 4 chapters into it. And there's just a lot of great stuff to talk about. So if you want to join in person, live, in real time, ask me questions. I will respond to you. I'll try to figure out how this works. This is going to be the first time I've ever done this. So it'll be really fun. Get that book and read it. If you're not even going to be part of the book club, I'd highly recommend it just because negotiating is part of life. We all will do it one way or another. And if we can excel at it, we are just going to be more successful in that way. We also have the new podcast, Reformgelical with AD and I. We are also doing that live in real time. And we have a special this month. If you subscribe this month, you will get $2 for a month for access to our live show in person, in studio, cyber studio. And you'll get to interact with us live while we record it as well. And that's $2 just for this month, as we're also trying to figure that out and seeing how it looks like. It's like our beta launch or soft launch. So please help us, support us in that. I'd really appreciate it. I am the token evangelical in this. And AD is the reform guy. And it's funny, on the Fight, Laugh, Feast family party, I felt like I was about to go through church discipline when this guy asked, is Matt Williams not reformed? And it was, I felt like I had some sin to confess or something. I don't know what I am. I think I'm in all the tents or none of the tents at the same time. I just want to know Christ and him crucified, and I might upset people. But I love my reformed brothers. I love my evangelical brothers. And I just want to have the body work together as best as possible. And I love being on a network with reformed people and asking questions and learning. And that's what the show is going to be about. It's going to be drawing out principles from different sides of the Christian faith that maybe we don't talk to enough, and look through it, examine it, discuss things through different lenses of things being stuff of today. So that's what that's all about. If you have not already become a member of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, go over there. There's so much great content. You'll get an HTBT 15-ounce mug. You'll get a pint glass, and you're going to be supporting all of the great work that Gabe and David are doing from Cross Politic and how they're growing this network. This network is so important. Can you imagine if we didn't have this network? So one of the ways that you can help support that is go be a member of the Fight, Laugh, Feast network. Over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you'll get a sweet mug and a pint glass and tons of great content. I mean, there's no better value right now for a podcast channel. So please go check that out. All right. So there is something that we have a tendency to do as Christians, right? We idolize people. This article in FaithWire was saying that, or he quoted there was a quote in it, I should say, that said, the Americans don't have royalty, they have celebrities. And that's so true. We idolize our celebrities. And there's two things that I think that can get us in trouble with this is we could put our eggs in Kanye's basket and think, oh man, like this is going to be it. This is going to change America. Culture is going to come to Christ because of Kanye. And that is basically deifying Kanye. And then also it can lead us into a place where we can be really jaded on the other side and say, I don't believe it. He's going to make mistakes. It's not real. He's just using it as a marketing stunt. And either way, I think it's important to remember that all too spoken verse, 1 Corinthians 13, about love. It bears all things, it believes all things, it hopes all things, and endures all things. And yeah, we may look like a fool hoping for this and hoping that Kanye becomes a Christian or is a Christian and is leveraging his fame, his notoriety, and what God has given him, his talents, to use it to proclaim the gospel. He had a pastor come out from John MacArthur's church. I believe it was a church plant of John MacArthur's. Come out and preach. That's amazing. And we should be praying for it and hoping for it. And let's not just be the jaded, cynical type of people that are just negative and pessimistic about what God can do. I mean, God can take Kanye and use him for his glory. Let's be post-mill for all you Reformed audience members out there that are maybe not even listening anymore now that they know that I've confessed my sin of being an evangelical. And also, I want to say this too. Rich people in general, and especially celebrities, have a really hard time finding genuine relationships. And what I mean by that is when you're successful, when you have this fame, when you have this money, it is really hard to weed out who is actually wanting to have a relationship with you genuinely, who will love you, and who wants to use you for your money, for your fame, for your popularity, who wants to get an Instagram picture. So as he is doing this, Christians, be praying for him, be encouraging, send him encouraging letters, send him encouraging direct messages. I do that too, saying, hey, I'm praying for you. And that is all great. Please don't, hey, can you mention my Christian book that, okay, can you come on this show? Can you mention my whatever? Like, don't think selfishly about this. Like, he is going through a transition. He is going to need a lot of great Christian men to come alongside of him because he is in a dangerous situation, right? He is in a very corrupt industry and a tough culture. He is at a pinnacle where he could take this fame in the Christian circles and go be basically like deified in some Christian circles, right? Or he could just be like not really growing and like getting those roots deep down and being saturated in the Word of God, and he could just give up and kind of go back to his ways. He doesn't need Christians trying to use him for their advantage, but be there praying for him, sending him encouraging notes, and being somebody who is wanting to bless and edify him instead of looking for him to bless and edify you. And do that for all rich people, for all the people that you think are successful. Don't go around looking at how you can suck them and suck like their whatever, their mojo, their momentum, and how do you ride on their backs, but look at how you can bless them and help push them farther forward, help them be successful. And, you know, that is how you build relationships. And then once you have a relationship, then you can start partnering on things. But don't think that, you know, now that Kanye is a Christian, that means that he should be retweeting your self-published book or something like that. Not that there's anything wrong with self-published books, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing that. But I think that's something to remember, because we shouldn't be doing that. We should be pushing him towards Christ, not pushing him towards our work. So this FaithWire article is really great. It says, simple steps to help celebrity Christians like Kanye and Justin Bieber grow. And I know that Justin Bieber is mixed up in a lot of things and with people that we necessarily wouldn't associate with. But we have to remember that these people are as human as we are. They make mistakes. I make mistakes. I get things wrong. I don't fully understand God, and neither do you, and neither does Justin Bieber or Kanye. And sometimes I think we also, like, not only are we cynical, but then we get, like, frustrated and like, oh, he's not really a Christian because he doesn't understand the 5 points of Calvinism or whatever it is, or he doesn't hold to some confession. But they're people, and I mean, Justin Bieber specifically as a kid growing up in fame, like, that is a really hard environment. And that he is even learning and looking to strive towards being pleasing to God and is something we should be encouraging. And again, praying for people to come alongside of him and push him to what is true and to reject error, to reject heresy and all those things. But let's not be jaded and just think that God isn't working, because he can be working and he's patient. He's kind, even with us, right? We still are learning more about who God is and how he interacts with us and how and what his attributes actually mean in our world. Like, we don't fully comprehend it. We never will. We're finite beings. We're never going to comprehend an infinite God. So here are some tips from the article real quick. Don't expect instantaneous maturity. That's another thing. Because we have this like idol worship of celebrities, they're our royalty. We expect them to be more mature than the people that have been Christians for 20 years. We shouldn't expect that just because they're celebrities. Don't anticipate perfection. Like, that's probably a good rule of thumb for every brother and sister in Christ. Stop idolizing fame. It's really solid. Allow for missteps. Yes, let's be gracious, guys. Like, Kanye will probably make mistakes. Probably meaning he will definitely make mistakes because he's a sinner. Even if he's genuinely repentant, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to need repentance. I need to repent every day. I'm a sinful person. I don't even know all of the sin that is in me. I'm praying for God to reveal that to me every day. And so if we see it in Kanye, like, remember, he has a magnifying glass on him. And now the enemy is going to be even coming out after him even more. The culture, the world system is going to be coming after him even harder and magnifying these things and making him try to look, make him look foolish and try to render him ineffective and try to attack him. He needs support. He doesn't need more critics. Like, we can be saying what he does is wrong, but we shouldn't be just dismissing him right away. I think we should remember that as well. We should allow for missteps, not condone it, not excuse it, but let's not throw him out with the bathwater. Be understanding and trust God. And I think that's a great place to end. I think sometimes when we criticize others, we're not trusting God to do his work in him or in us. And we need to remember that just because people are successful, just because people are coming and professing faith, it doesn't mean they have it all figured out. And just because they are a celebrity, just because they have earned tons of money, it doesn't mean that they have theology down, that they are as an expert in the law as the Apostle Paul. So let's give grace. Let's hope all things, bear all things, believe all things, and endure all things. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.